Here I go again. God damn it. I can't figure these levels out. Welcome.
Hey. Hey, everybody. This is the first ever White Trash Cast. I'm Tim.
I'm Calvin.
There we go. Done. Intro.
Okay,
Take it away.
so we've been waiting forever to do this, and it's finally fucking here. We've been waiting forever to speak to the masses of the people we know right now, because no one that we don't know is listening to this shit. Put that through your fucking noggin. We're here, basically.
What's that even mean?
Don't know. Riddle me that one, Batman. But we're here to talk to you about fucking nothing. So we're gonna sit here and babble on for a couple hours and hope to get some good quality podcasts out of this shit and offend the hell out of some people so that they can send us some emails at whitetrashcast@gmail.com. I'm gonna be plugging that more than a fucking porn star's anus. whitetrashcast@gmail.com. I'm ready for this. Oh shit, we've been waiting around for months.
Yes, we've been trying to do this for a long time, and luckily for us, the headphones and microphones that Calvin bought for this podcast,
Oh, Jesus.
it's been the better part of a week, maybe more, trying to get them to work. Turns out they don't work. Not how we're doing it. So, turns out we could have pulled it off with this equipment alone, which is a laptop. Yeah, so this is gonna be epic.
Those damn microphones I bought didn't fit the bill, nothing but static, and we used the microphone on the laptop, and here we are. I spent hours and hours trying to figure out what the fuck is wrong with those microphones. Turn out they're just fucked up, so I'm probably gonna take them out and burn them. That'd be a good time.
You probably return them thoroughly enough.
Yeah, fuck returning them. They're only like $20. What am I gonna do with it? Wipe my ass? I don't need $20. It's not worth the effort.
Quite abrasive, wiping your ass with a microphone. Oh,
Yeah, and for those of you who aren't seeing what we're seeing, which is all of you all, it's a heartbeat monitor is what I call it. When Tim made some funky ass noise, we laughed because it was obscenely loud. I don't know, we'll probably cut this part out.
you want to tell them what we're going to do?
let's tell them what we're gonna do. We're gonna talk about nothing. We're going to do a weekly, what we call FMK, which I'm sure most of you have heard this before. It's fuck, marry, kill. You get three choices between people. You have to fuck one, marry one, and kill one, and we'll get to that later. We got a special FMK for the very first ever White Trash Cast.
Yeah, and the people that I know that have played this, or when I've heard people play this, it's always about themselves or people in the room or whatever. And it's always practical stuff, like which of these three hot women would you sacrifice because you want to marry this, whatever. You want to fuck this one more than the other one. Ours are a little different. And the theme behind ours, we'll get to it later. You're given three names, and you have to choose. There's no, well, I wouldn't do that factor. It's you have to come up with a reason for why you're choosing each person for each, whether you're gonna fuck, marry, kill them. And it gets pretty interesting because I'm gonna give you a little teaser for tonight. It's all dudes.
Yeah, we're gonna be banging dudes tonight. Get ready. Metaphorically, of course, and then in my mind, I am now picturing banging the guy that I've chose to fuck, but we'll keep that as a teaser. I'm banging him right now. Oh, yeah. Ugh.
I don't think you gotta get
Yeah.
that. I don't think you gotta be that happy about it.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it. I'm just trying to get myself psyched up for me banging this dude.
By the way, I heard about Scream 4 coming out, and I hadn't seen it. It's on the TV, muted. And I'm watching it, and it's awful. Just from what I'm watching, no sound. So if I burst out with some comments, it's about this total pile of shit.
Yeah, that I'm not watching it because I know that if I watch it, I wouldn't say a damn word on the podcast, and I would just sit here in awe of how awesome it is. For that's a joke. For I told Tim earlier, I stopped watching at Scream Zero. I think I saw little parts of the first Scream. I saw the mask, and I started laughing because I think it is the most goofy, oblong piece of shit I've ever seen on somebody's face before, except for a drop of semen.
Noted.
Yeah, noted. I don't like semen on people's faces.
Gross. Yeah, I saw the first Scream because I was a big horror fan, and it wasn't very good. It was fairly predictable, even as at the young age when I saw it. And then I ended up seeing the second one because I was dating this dumb whore who, she was a dumb whore, so there you go.
Dirty, dirty whore.
It's also the same reason I saw the Titanic.
Oh, dibs on that chick on the right. Yeah, but what happened? I blacked out.
By the way, Calvin just said dibs on that chick. It's a little game we play where if you see a hot woman that your buddy might want to have relations with, whatever, you call dibs, and you have to point at them. Well, actually, the pointing kind of went away. But yeah, visual recognition pussies. By both parties or more parties. A lot of people play this at our workspace, but forget about that. Works.
Oh, work is shitty. We're basically, yeah, whatever. I don't want to talk about it.
Anyway, so you call dibs. You see somebody, and you know, I'm sitting here like, oh, yeah, she's hot. Calvin called dibs, so Calvin gets dibs on her. So that's theoretical fantasy land. He gets to have his way with her. In a nice manner.
I get to bang her for an hour straight.
Yeah, there's no pain involved, unless it's pain.
Oh, there'll be pain.
But it lasts for an hour. So he just called dibs on some fucking random, I don't know.
There'll be pain when it's over, because I'll be crying that she's gone.
But since this is a low-budget, shitty Hollywood movie that they churn out like fucking buttermilk, even the nerdy girls are fucking smoking hot, so who cares?
Yep, so...
Like, there's Courtney Cocksucker right there. I mean, Courtney Cox.
God, too bad. And if I called dibs already, and if I were to call dibs on Courtney Cox right now, that's called a double dib. Both your dibs are void. And the person that is with me gets to choose a dib for me, which is usually somebody who is not attractive all.
Attractive all?
Attractive all.
That's a new headache medicine. Dib,
motherfucker. Yeah, attractive at all. Like Hugh Hefner. He's hideous. How the fuck is he getting four women at a time?
That'd be a great FMK right there.
Oh, God. Hugh Hefner, Charlton Heston, and your mom. I don't fucking know.
Now we're in their prime.
It has to be. Has to be now.
Well, yeah. Chuck's dead, so...
We might save that one for later.
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it now. Give him a taste of our... Special FMK for later.
Who are we going to put with Charlton Heston and Hugh Hefner? Who can compete with those two gems?
Charlton Heston, Hugh Hefner, and I can't remember the guy who plays Gandalf.
Oh, Jesus. Ian McKellen.
That's right, Ian McKellen. That makes sense.
Yep. So we got Hugh Hefner, Charlton Heston, and Ian McKellen. You got to FMK those sons of bitches right fucking now. Who do you do?
Is that them now, though?
Oh, yeah, definitely now. Old and decrepit and just worthless.
All right. Well, Chuck Heston's dead. So yeah. I can't kill him by definition.
Yeah.
All right. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fuck Ian McKellen. Because he's been in tons of movies, Lord of the Rings. That dude's got money. And he's old. So that means if he likes me enough, I'm set. I'm going to marry Charlton Heston because he's dead. And I'm really not into necrophilia.
Interesting.
And I'm going to kill Hugh Hefner because I got nothing left. He doesn't have any money. He lives on an allowance, basically. So.
Yeah. Well. Oh, shit. All right. Here's what I would do. I would bang Charlton Heston.
Yummy.
Yeah. You know why?
Because you like it.
It's just his fucking dead body. He's got no emotion anymore. He's not going to feel it. I might feel it. It might feel pretty good. You never know.
So emotions matter to you?
No, yeah.
You're a woman?
No, I'm not completely a lady. I've got a penis and a set of testicles. But other than that, basically, I'm a lady. I'd like to enjoy good quality tasting wine. And what the fuck were we talking about?
You're gonna fuck a dead body.
Yeah, I'm gonna bang a dead body. Not just fuck, bang. Bang sounds just a stronger word.
It's so much more respectful, too.
Yeah. I'm gonna bang a dead body.
Now, do you have to see it? We didn't ask. Do you have to dig them up yourself?
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
Like hand shovel?
I'd probably be crying by the time I get to them. I don't know.
You're so excited?
Yeah. No. 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 Shit. I don't know.
Fuck.
Let's just say he's just lying there. Just on his stomach. Legs spread to spread the cheeks. And just ready for insertion.
There's a fire. Okay.
So that's my picture of him. I'm not thinking about dating.
So your picture of him is he's laid out on a slab somewhere, ready to be penetrated.
Yeah, it's like the offering stone.
It was the alternative funeral home where they bury you ready to be fucked in the ass. Very nice.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Ass is up. All right, cool.
Ass. No, I'm not gonna sing it. Okay. So I bang the dead man. It still sounds funny. Bang the dead man.
It's hilarious.
I would marry. Are you ready for this one?
I know where you're going, but go.
Hugh Hefner.
Yep. Why? Because there's a bunch of ladies. Sorry, Bill Burr.
Bill Burr, I'm sorry. We might accidentally steal your shit. Please don't sue us because we don't have any fucking money.
Big fan. Yeah. Couldn't help myself. I do that literally 30 times a week.
Yeah, we do that throughout our day every day. If you haven't seen Bill Burr, go watch it. But anyway, bang the dead dude. Fuck the guy who's rich as shit and living with a bunch of women. Hot women. Like in their 20s and 19ers. 18s are still creepy just because that's barely legal.
I see what you're trying to do there, but it's still all just teens.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, good point. 20 and over. So, yeah, here comes Hugh Hefner with all these hot-looking ladies. You're telling me you don't want to marry... I would marry that guy just to bang a bunch of those chicks that are around the mansion. And Charlton Heston... Ian McKellen... Yeah, fuck that guy. No, don't fucking kill him. How about that one?
I don't know. I recently watched a thing on Hugh Hefner, and he doesn't really have money. I don't know. It's like the Big Lebowski. Like the guy's practically given an allowance and allowed to live in the house. And it's not like the '80s when he was just surrounded by bitches all the time. Yeah, the '90s, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, but hey, you already said so.
No, I don't know. I didn't know that. Yeah, I'd kill him. I'd fucking eat him. I'd marry him. Here we go. So I'm still
so
banging
really
the
you
dead
dude. Fuck them all, is it?
Yeah, basically what I'm trying to say is I want to bang dead people. I'm a necro. No, not really. Okay, so there's the FMK for this week.
No, that was a teaser. We got a good one for later.
Oh, yeah, that's a teaser. We got another one. So, very excited.
Very excited right now. La, la, la.
All right. So, what else are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about the worthless shit that we do every day.
That's not going to be a long segment, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, that segment is actually over now. We're hoping that, please, dear Jesus, somebody fucking sends us some emails. We need emails to get this show going. We need positive emails. We need we don't need positive emails at all. We need nothing but negativity coming towards us and how offensive we fucking are. Because when you get those emails, I can read them out. We can both insult the shit out of these emails. I need some good quality hate mail coming from people. Maybe even threatening our lives. I don't know.
Also, advice. I'd love to give some advice. I know Calvin would like to give some advice.
Okay.
You know, we've been around a while, and we've probably done things wrong most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
So, who better than us to provide you with feedback on your life.
Oh yeah, dude, there's nothing better. Send us some feedback, ask us questions about your life and how fucked up it is. Because mine is perfect. And send us some FMKs and who knows.
Yeah, definitely. If you got some ideas for FMK, send that shit in because we rack our brains. I mean, we've been doing this for a long time now, and it's gotten pretty raunchy. And quite frankly, we're at the bottom of the barrel. So you creative fucks out there, come up with something for us because we love doing them. And we like explaining why we chose what we chose, and it's funny. But at least we think it's funny. But it's getting harder and harder.
Yeah, so that's what she said.
Yes. So by all means, send your FMK requests, your hate mail, your love mail, your whatever mail, your fuck mail, and your requests for advice to whitetrashcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, especially fuck mail. I can look at that shit often. But anyway, yeah, these ladies I was talking about, actually I was thinking, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. What the hell am I saying?
I don't know what the fuck you're
talking
about.
I'm terrible at transitions. I was trying to transition into something and failed miserably. Let's talk about the communism. Go ahead.
The fucking communism? Oh, Christ. So anyway, there I was.
Yep. Okay, God, I just wanted to sit around and think for a couple minutes and hoping Tim would take the floor on communism and...
That's the White Trash Cast. I don't think I should sit here and try and give some sort of fucking...
Oh, yeah. You guys are white trash, man. Maybe we should talk like this the rest of the time. Hey. You motherfuckers. You dirty white trash pieces of shit.
Yeah, Calvin, man. You're really going to cementing some fucking hate mail for sure.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah, my favorite way to describe... the speech dialect of the white trash slash hillbilly. I don't know. I guess not all hillbillies are white trash. I don't know.
Yeah, they are.
But it's something I used to do to Calvin. Not fillate, by the way. Verbally. Anyway, he'd start fucking babbling. Nobody knows what the fuck he's talking about. I ain't that man. So then, so my response was, monster trucks, man. And it kind of stuck. And for a long time, we called him Monster Trucks. We don't call him Monster Trucks anymore. Kind of died. But as you know, I'm trying to talk like he now. And Calvin's not talking because he got himself this daggone big old bag of white cheddar popcorn. And he can't stop fucking eating that shit. It's like he thinks it's fucking, you know, Haitian cock or something.
And methamphetamine.
Yeah, he loves that Haitian cock.
The dang old methamphetamine and Haitian cock, man. No, but, yeah, I'm seriously addicted to this white cheddar popcorn. This is delicious. And this microphone that we have literally picks up everything. Like, if I'm waking off right now, you can tell.
Yeah, he's not waking up.
Right now. Not obviously, because they would be able to hear it. But
yeah, I'm just expressing my. I'm not uncomfortable because you know we're pretty good friends. But of the three places, the three different pieces of furniture to sit due to our microphone problems, we are right next to each other.
Yeah, we're definitely sitting next to each other, like close enough. We could go skiing right now if we wanted to.
No, you can't ski with two people. Unless it was a two-person slalom, but I don't know how that works.
Where'd that be? Too bad you can't see me in my...
Yeah, he's trying to jerk off the couch.
I'm trying to figure out what we would call that.
It would probably... We'd have to probably angle and do the Dutch rudder or some variation there.
Angled Dutch rudder.
Yeah.
You could be... Too bad you don't have two guys. You could be sprinting. You don't see that. But that's a pretty good interpretation.
Sprinting?
Are we still?
What's that? You're pulling dicks off?
Are we still talking about beating each other off? Dear Jesus!
Fuck, you brought it up.
Yeah, I know. I got to pee so bad.
Oh man. Lord Jesus, it's a fire in your crotch.
Yeah, we've been drinking. What time is it? I don't know.
It is 1:45.
1:45 in the damn morning. That's awesome.
That's okay. I didn't get up till the evening anyway. Yeah, we're on nights. Don't bother.
Yeah, we've been drinking since about 9, somewhere around there. I've had a few less beers than Tim.
Has it been 9? It doesn't seem like it's been that long.
Yeah, it's been that fucking long since we fucked up the podcast.
So you're giving me shit for having 7 beers in 5 hours?
No. This guy, let me tell you, I came to this guy's house. We're sitting down. We're calming down. We start watching the movie Goon, which is outstanding, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you got to watch Goon. Fantastic.
And I'm going out. I'm having my time drinking this beer. Yeah, it's a good beer. Chimay. Delicious.
The fucking white trash cast drinking Chimay.
God damn it. Yeah, let's change it to PBR. So I'm
hello. Hello, my name's Calvin. Welcome to the White Trash Cast. I'll be your host. I'm drinking some Trappist ales, mainly Chimay's.
Oh shit. Okay. So
this motherfucker, dude. He bought the Chimay pack with the Chimay glass that says fucking Chimay on the side. I want to fucking go to a fucking rodeo with this guy and watch him drink Chimay while he's watching the fucking Broncos or some shit.
Yeah, no PBR allowed at this motherfucker. What the fuck was I talking about? You fucked me up.
Something about loving Chuck Heston's cock.
No, that's not what it was.
Oh, I don't remember.
God damn it.
Huh. Rack that fucking brain. Rack that fucking brain. You gotta rack that fucking brain. You're talking about how I drink more alcohol than you.
Oh, yeah. So this son of a bitch, I'm finished drinking one Chimay.
Chima?
Chimay.
Chima.
It's got an A Y at the end. Chimay. Chimay. I walk over to get another one, and as I'm pouring it next to all of his empty beer bottles, I've noticed that he's already drank 4 IPAs. Which, one, I gotta admit, I'm a slow drinker. But two, I'm a slow drinker, so I was kind of jealous of his giant balls and drinking 4. And I don't know what I'm getting at here, man. I'm just
in retort to that.
I'm just upset.
For some time, I've been wanting to do an IPA challenge where I bought a mix pack of 6 different IPAs, and I wanted to do a little blind taste test because I love IPA. And before, I thought I liked some beer, and I still think it's okay. But when I did it in a blind taste test against other beers I liked. And when you're drinking just one particular kind of beer and you're trying, also this doesn't really fit the White Trash Cast either, but when you're trying to figure out what you really like, I realized some of the beers I liked were shit. And so I bought 6 different IPAs, 5 of which I'd never had, no, 4 of which I'd never had before. And one which I've bought on numerous occasions that I thought I liked when it was ice cold, because this shit wasn't ice cold. You get the real flavor. Tastes like shit. So that's what we did. So in my defense, those bottles, some of it, about a third of each bottle was used for this IPA tasting. So, you know, 4 beers wasn't really 4 beers. Just saying. Sound like an alcoholic making excuses over here.
Yeah, pretty much. I went to.
I thought you were gonna go take a piss. What'd you do? Just go fucking shit yourself in my fucking kitchen?
Don't tell your wife. And welcome back. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying right now. I just woke up from a nice little nappy poo. In case y'all didn't know, we're recording, going well. And had the whole thing finished last night. Turns out, somehow in my drunken stupor, I fucking deleted half of it. So here we are recording the last half of our podcast that we had going the night before.
Yeah, that's a good explanation.
And I'm so fucking stupid. I can't believe we had some good shit on there. Hopefully, we'll be bringing back the FMK that we did last night. I talked about, I think, a little bit about how I was a grower instead of a shower when it comes to the size of my penis.
that's very true.
Yeah.
You can...
Because basically, what were
you? Wait a minute. All right. We talked about this at work. It wasn't just us, it was another guy. And
I said something to Calvin to the effect of, yeah, when it's cold or when I get dehydrated, I lose a couple inches off my softy there. And Calvin said,
I couldn't fucking believe it because I don't even have a couple inches on a softy. Like, give me a minute to get warmed up here. I was like, wait a minute. I'm kind of like a little mini dude. I'm like the Incredible Hulk, I think, is what it's like. You know, you're this little dweeby dude, and then all of a sudden...
Your dick turns green and scares everybody. Yeah, it starts smashing things. And nobody fucks you because they're like, what is this?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
So you go from like a baby carrot to a straight up full grown carrot.
So it's like when you get a one of those full fucking pea pods in a frozen bag of vegetables that is just dehydrated and looks like it's dead.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely a grower, not a shower. From what I hear, this is really abnormal. I don't get it. I don't know. I never looked at other dudes' dinghies in the shower, which I think is a good thing. Considering I'm straight, and I said, I'm looking straight down, I'm washing my shit, and I'm getting the hell out of here, not looking at dinghies. And
so you're talking about basic training, gym class kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm
talking. Because you presented it as you regularly take showers with dudes.
Negative, Ghost Rider. Pattern is not full.
Pattern being your asshole.
Yeah. Pattern being my bunghole. Yep. So, yeah, I managed to shower, get in, get out. I was just looking down, not even paying attention. I guess I had the baby carrot, but you guys...
oh, man. I mean, still got the baby carrot.
It's apparently like one of those little fucking foam dinosaurs that come in the pill form.
Oh.
And you put them in the water.
Except it doesn't grow.
No, this thing grows. No.
No, no, no. No, see, oh, yeah. See I consider myself a grower, too. But I don't... The disparity between my softness and my hardness is not monumental.
Dude, I don't have a couple inches to spare whenever it gets cold out.
See, I've watched a lot of porn because I have a penis and I like girls and whatever. Anyway,
I hear you.
And it seems to me, and I have no empirical evidence here, but it seems to me a lot of times when it looks like a dude has this massive schwanz, There's no real growth factor to it. It just becomes rigid. Whereas my penis, even though it's I got better than a couple inches going in, I have a lot of growth factor. But apparently you are setting records.
Yeah, it's like blowing up a balloon.
It's like a fuck. Like the balloons they make fucking balloon dogs out of. It's fucking boom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's very similar, actually. It's like, I mean, just all this blood that's in my noggin just goes,
oh, wow.
It's all gone. It's all gone. I got no train of thought.
That makes a lot of sense, too, because you don't have a train of thought now.
Yeah.
So if you got fucking blood going
to your little
Swanza there,
oh,
no wonder you made some bad decisions. Yeah,
that's like holy shit. Three quarts of blood just gone from my brain.
Yeah, it's like it like renders your brain useless. It's crazy.
Yep. Yeah. So I think we're finished about with talking about our schlongs.
Hey, I was just trying to accommodate, really.
Yeah, yep. So
yeah.
Let's
interesting.
Let's go ahead and let's do an FMK now. The moment we've all been waiting for.
Oh man, FMK already? Okay, cool.
What the fuck? Why not? Why not? Who knows how long this will take? We're trying to kill a good quality hour or so.
You know, I was thinking about that when I've heard it before. I've always heard it marry, fuck, kill, but we do fuck, marry, kill. But I think ours makes more sense. It's more of a sequential order.
I really don't give a shit what order.
I'm just saying.
Kill, marry, fuck, marry, kill. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. FMK does sound better when you abbreviate it than MF. Because it sounds like motherfucker kill, and you don't get fuck married. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. It just doesn't sound right. FMK. That's how it goes.
Yeah, I get it. I just, for me, the way I think about things, like, if I were to kill somebody, then marriage is out the window. Like, yep. I'm beyond that mentally.
Yep.
Oh, Mexican soccer players can't play soccer.
Yeah, now we went from Scream 4 last night, which was absolutely terrible, to Soccer de Mexicano, with people advertising Tecate on their front sides and their back sides. And we got Mexicano coaches dressed up in suits and ties.
Yeah, the yellow team has Bimbo on their fucking jerseys. I don't even know what that. I never heard of that.
Yeah. If you can send us an email at whitetrashcast@gmail.com. What the fuck is Bimbo? I'm too lazy to look that shit up. I'll check it in my emails. And also, I just signed up. We got ourselves a Twitter. We got a Twitter account, so go ahead and give us a couple twats.
And we'll send out twats.
Yeah, we're just twatting all over. Twat.
It's fucking twat heavy. It's crazy. Yeah. It's all about the twat.
Yep. So, yeah, just, I don't know.
Oh! I don't know. Sorry, Mexican soccer strikes again.
I don't know what the fuck twatter is. I mean, I kind of know how to use it, but I don't get too many twats, so, yeah, just test it out.
So, before the FMK, I'm growing a beard. I've never grown out my facial hair. I was in the military for a long time. And it's really fucking thick and no good word for it. Because I'm fucking tired Aryan. And I've been drinking. It's knifey.
It's very Aryan.
Anyway, yeah. So I go to 3 different stores looking for, like, beard conditioner. Because I read about it on the internet. I can't find anything. But you know what I do find? Which I'm curious what Calvin thinks of this is ethnic hair product and like softening for afro hair, Brill cream type shit. You know, and I almost bought some, but I didn't because I didn't know. Mainly, I didn't want it on my face in case it made me extra oily, but I'm thinking I need to go with the black man's hair jelly for my beard here because it's really coarse.
You mean like fop?
No, not fop.
Fop. Yeah, I got some of that, what's that called? Oh, Murray's.
Oh, yeah,
dude, Murray's. I used Murray's a couple times when I had my hair a little shorter and I had to make it look stylish.
Oh! That was a sick goal, sorry. Watch Mexican soccer, like I said.
Fucking soccer. So,
hey, man, I know you don't watch that in America much, but soccer's a fun old sport.
Yeah, I'm a decent fan of soccer. Not the best, but anyway, we're talking about my Murray's pomade. That was pretty good shit there for a while. Man, that's tough to get out of your hair.
I was going to make a real bad comment.
Oh, man. God, yeah. It's like there's something about Mary. I just got this giant chunk of goop sticking in the front. What the fuck were we talking about before I started talking about somebody jizzing in my hair?
I don't know where the jizz came from.
Yeah, well, I was talking. You brought it up. You were the one that
I brought up Brill cream, so somebody's jizzing in your hair.
That's.
So let me get this straight. You equate the black person's hair jelly as somebody coming in your hair?
You did that. When I said it's tough to get out of your hair, you said I was going to do something.
Oh, I was going to say something worse than that. I'm not even going to go there.
Okay.
We don't have any listeners yet.
Fine. Whatever. Enough talking about fucking hair products.
Hair jelly.
By the way, Tim is part of the Aryan race. He is a German. So you have to. He's got like this blondish brown beard thing growing. It's. And I don't know. He's going to have to get some Just for Men and color them shits or something.
The other team's fucking sponsor is Boing. What the fuck is Boing? Yeah, so a lot of it's blonde. Master race, what can I say? When it gets longer, lays down, whatever. That'll be the day.
Yeah, he's talking with his hand up in the air, like straight line. Not really. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
All right. This is perfect. What a transition. The FMK today is about the man who is the leader of the Aryan race, or was the leader, and I guess technically still kind of is. They worship this motherfucker.
Mitt Romney?
Yes, Mitt Romney. No. No, I was just kidding. Sorry, Mitt, if you're listening, go fuck yourself because you're a moron.
No, you mean Mormon.
Yeah, you're a Mormon. You're a Mormon. You're a stupid Mormon. No offense to Mormons. That's pretty legit.
Anyway.
Religion.
So our the previous FMK was an example to kind of point out that, yes, you may have to fuck dead bodies in your FMK response.
Yep. Or kill them.
Yeah, yeah, or, sure. Well, everybody, somebody's killed.
Or marry them, or whatever.
So, the real FMK that was devised for this podcast, and well, the last, what was this, the third time? The last two times we did it, because it has been deleted.
But,
it's a doozy. Okay. And, I think Calvin's too excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited about this one. And the, like I said, we were talking about banging dudes earlier. These are the guys right here. These are the ones. Are you ready? You already know one of them. The man, the one, the only, motherfucking Adolf Hitler. The leader of the Aryan race. Give it up for Adolf Hitler, everybody.
Boo. Boo.
The Germans started clapping.
I'm actually Polish, too, so it's kind of a contradiction there.
Wow. That's you white trash motherfuckers. I don't know anything about that.
I'm Holocausting myself, which is weird.
Yep.
It's like bad in-laws, really.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you got Adolf Hitler, and then you got the other two parts of the Axis, Benito Mussolini and Chinga Changa Chonga Hirohito. Because I don't know his fucking first name. So in case you guys don't know what the deal is with these two sons of bitches.
Oh, chinga chinga chinga. Oh, fuck.
Mussolini was the leader of Italy at the time, who was trying to keep all those sons of bitches from popping up from the Horn of Africa up into Europe. And Chinga Changa Hirohito was trying to keep us from invading from the Asian side. So, the Japanese leader.
Oh, Japanese.
Japanese. Japanese, I guess it would be in, Mexicano, because the J is a sound. So, yep, there's the FMK for today. Adolf Hitler, Benito Mussolini, and Chinga Changa Chonga Hirohito. Do you know who you're going to FMK?
I do. And to anybody listening at home that's playing along, you might think to yourself, this is hard. This is like crazy. Like, I wouldn't do any of that with any of them. Well, folks, this is a no-brainer.
Yep.
It's a no-brainer.
I agree.
So, I'm going to go backward. Actually, I'm going to mix and match here. I'm going to kill Mussolini because he's a dick. But he's also old and got a short, fat Italian cock, I'm assuming.
Yes.
And so I'm not going to fuck him because I don't need my asshole to breathe air when I'm not shitting. And
you're shitting out pancakes?
Yes. And that's pretty much that. He was a dick. He was a kind of a mid-level dick, whatever, you know. I'm going to fuck Horimoto.
Chinga Changa Hirohito.
Yeah. Because he was also a load of mid-level dick. Granted, you know, Pearl Harbor, whatever, I don't give a fuck. But based on every stereotype, I'm assuming he's got a small cock. And in my opinion, in the fuck, marry, kill scenario, when you fuck somebody, it's kind of a mutual fuck. So you have to experience them. So if I have to take a fucking cock from one of these guys, I'm going with the Japanese guy. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, this is another stipulation with the FMK. If you got a guy, you are a guy, you're giving and receiving. And if you're marrying him, you have to give and receive at least one time. So there's got to be some sexy time with the marriage as well. It's just an emotional attachment.
Right, and again, I wouldn't actually fuck any of these people. It's the game. I just lost the game. Anyway,
Jesus.
Well, more about that later. Finally, I would marry Hitler, and I would marry Hitler for one specific reason.
The wrong reason.
Yes. I would have to fuck him. Okay, I'll take one for the team, Team Jew. But in this marriage, considering who I'm married to, it would be like, If you've heard in the news about autoerotic asphyxia, where people accidentally kill themselves, George Carlin said it best that you gotta get hard, then you gotta jerk off, then you gotta get close to coming, and then you gotta choke yourself to almost death, and then you come, and it's so many thousand whatever times better.
Yeah.
But a lot of people kill themselves.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. I've never done that.
Right. Well, I wouldn't do that at all, and I explain that because I would be choking and torturing Hitler while I'm fucking him and while I'm not fucking him. And again, I don't want to fuck him, but the idea of torturing the world's biggest villain by ramming my large German cock and potentially making him bleed, which, you know, take that as you will.
And it's Jew-Polish cock, too.
Yeah, and I'm also Jew-Polish. I'm everything. I'm a melting pot. He's getting a melting pot in his ass. A large shafty melting pot that just rips him apart. And yeah. I know that may sound disgusting to you, but...
That's how it is.
That's how it is. There's my fuck, marry, kill. I'm fucking the Jap. I don't think that's even... That's not the preferred nomenclature.
Yeah, Asian American.
Yes.
Well, he's
I'm marrying Hell Himmler. And I'm going to kill Fatty from old fucking Italiano.
Yeah, Mussolini.
Yeah, moose knuckle.
See, I kind of agree with you on all three situations. However, my reasoning is different on one of them. Mussolini, yeah, he's got a Pepsi can down in his britches. I wouldn't want to be shitting fucking Pepsi cans for the next 2 weeks if I fucked him. So, yeah, boom, out goes Mussolini. Kill that motherfucker. Hirohito, I agree. Asian... tiny penis. No offense if you're Asian, if you got a above a 6-inch dick.
Congratulations, you're one of the few.
Yeah, you have been gifted in Asian terms.
Literally gifted. For us, that's below average.
So, yes. Yeah, so congratulations to Hirohito for getting good quality fuck. And I am marrying Adolf Hitler. This sounds funny. For a completely different reason. Say, this was like middle of the war type shit. This is whenever we're FMKing these guys. Hitler was a very dangerous man, and you didn't know what the fuck he was gonna do. I would have married him because what if he did take over the world and start his own Aryan race? What if he did that?
That's Light Trash Cast. @gmail.com. Continue, please. Here, I'll air it out. Yeah, right.
I can't even... That was the most absurd shit I've ever heard in my life.
I got a tight butthole because I've never been fucked in it.
No, if you could see what just happened here. I mean...
with that, yeah.
He's watching football at the Mexicano. Just gets up and asses right into the microphone. I can't even talk now. I don't even know what the fuck you said. I was talking about marrying Hitler. Okay.
I'm deplorable for farting into the mic. Here's your explanation why you're marrying Hitler. I love this. I want to do this forever.
Yeah, this is a good time.
By the way, sidebar. Not really a sidebar. I'm still talking to you assholes. But once we get this thing working properly... Equipment-wise, and we get this down to a flow, we're gonna fucking podcast from all sorts of white trash locations. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, we might show up at your trailer park maybe someday. What do you think about that? Dirty, trashy motherfuckers.
Oh, man.
Alright, so yeah, here we are. I'm banging the Japanese. I'm marrying Hitler. Because this is mid... World War II, you don't know what the fuck he's capable of. You don't know how far he's going to get. Say he does take over and kills everybody except for the people that he likes. I would be married to the most powerful man in the world. And I would be fucking him in the ass. How funny would that be? I mean, I'm no homo here. Sorry to all the homos or gays or whatever you want to call yourselves. I don't know. Sexually challenged, I guess. Whatever. But it turns out Hitler was gay, which means he could probably decorate my fucking house in the middle of taking over the world. So I'd have a nice house, a guy who actually enjoys getting fucked in the ass, and maybe he'll blow me occasionally. If I had to choose, I'd I'd have Hitler blow me over any of those motherfuckers. Maybe I can even talk him into shaving that dirty ass stash he's fucking got. So yeah, I'm thinking end of the world type shit. Tim's thinking, I don't even know what, just strangling the guy who's murdering people.
More of a punishment thing, really.
Yeah, punishing Hitler. God damn it, dude. Farts and then fucking runs off. So yeah, that's
I got your beer, sorry.
Yeah, he's going to grab beer. Yeah, so that's our FMK. We both agree, just different reasons for the marrying part. Marrying Hitler. Last night we were talking about drinking Chimay. I was drinking Chimay. I decided to go with the old standby here, my one and only favorite beer of all time, Miller High Life. I am living the high life tonight. This is the Champagne of beers. It is delicious. This is my favorite cheap beer they got out there. In case you all don't know, in high school, me and all my buddies renamed that chick that's sitting on the moon on their logo. Her name is Jenny Snatch. So don't just talk about the High Life logo. Bring up the name Jenny Snatch. Everybody's going to know what you're talking about. And if they know, if they don't know, they're not from a trailer park.
I like that name. I'm going to Google it and see if there's a porn star named Jenny Snatch. I guarantee Jenny Snatch.
Yep.
Or some variation thereof.
I'm a little upset because tonight here in St. Louis, which is where we are coming from, we missed Monster Jam. Monster Jam was tonight, and I've been growing my hair out for a few months now. Or I don't know how fucking long it's been. It seems like forever. I can't wait to shave it off for the springtime, but yeah, Monster Jam was tonight at the Edward Jones Dome. The stadium, from what I hear, was packed, and that would have been a very fun show to go to. There's nothing like a good quality hot tamale or gravedigger. You guys know what I'm talking about. White trash cans. So, yeah.
Really? What the fuck are you watching?
I'm watching an Asian girl.
Yes. That's good. That's it.
Do a clean and jerk.
Let's go one more and sit into your heels more.
I love it when Asians clean and jerk me. What's going on?
Sit.
Rut-row.
Oh.
That was it. It was
you know, it's funny, though. This Asian girl, her name's Jenny Snatch.
No fucking way. Yeah,
that's Jenny Snatch doing a clean and jerk right there.
Oh, my God. So there is one called Jenny Snatch Fail 35 pounds.
Yeah,
are you kidding me? That was it? That was all
this?
Was,
oh, Quake 3 World. It says Jenny Snatch is so big. Jenny Snatch on Flickr.
Oh, Jenny Snatch. Maybe we'll get a good quality real person here.
There's Jenny Snatch.
There's a chick named Jenny Snatch on Flickr that looks like fucking death. I'm talking like the one of the most...
Yeah, seriously, it's like Elvira. Yeah, fuck the Grim Reaper.
I was thinking that too. It's like Elvira, only she's fucking dead. Oh, like she's just rotting. A fucking corpse walking.
I clicked on the photo stream to picture one of her friends with her. Title? What do you think the title of that is? Her and her friends.
Oh, wow.
This has got to be fake.
She's got a friend named Nikki dressed in all red that looks like fucking Satan.
Well, the title of the photo is Me and Snatch. Oh, man.
And it's coming from Nikki, who looks like a demon.
No, that's straight up. That must be her name. Jenny Snatch. There it is again.
This is for real. This is for real, folks. There is a girl.
See, I don't post my photo, but when I do get my photo taken, I prefer to have it not look like shit. So, on occasion, like, my wife is taking a picture. I'm like fucking making stupid faces here, whatever. This is this chick's best photo.
Yeah, let me talk about this chick here. Her, she's showing a lot of cleavage, and her boobs are pointed at like a 45 degree angle outside, so her nipples are technically facing,
east and west.
Away. They're facing east and west. Like, I don't even know how to describe this hideous looking woman. Just go look her up, Jenny Snatch. And Judy Snatch, if you're listening, you are true white trash, and you belong here, so...
Look at her arms. Remember what we were talking about earlier?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, she's a porker.
Yep.
She's an internal.
Yep.
And then we get into porn. The next one is blonde beauty Jenny Poussin rubbing her snatch.
Damn it. Ah, so yeah, there's, I guess, only one girl in the world named Jenny Snatch. Well, two what now. Because the high life chick is Jenny Snatch.
Wow. You're on Foursquare, right?
I was.
I don't know what Foursquare is, and I don't know what this means, but apparently there's a place called Jennifer Snatch in Oxford, Mississippi. Somebody must have been mad at a fucking ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, somebody needs to go visit Jennifer Snatch and tell me what you think about that place.
Yeah, is it pungent? is there a thick air? Is it hard to breathe?
Does it look like a blue waffle?
Gee, oh, God. What does that even mean?
You've never seen Blue Waffle.
Of course not.
Okay. I don't want to show it to you. This is the most disturbing picture. It's another one of those Lemon Party.
Oh, yeah. By the way, everybody,
to
visit Calvin's favorite website, lemonparty.org.
Yeah, it's great. It's got a bunch of streaming videos. It's got a...
Does he do anything but play this game? Jesus Christ.
No. It's got a bunch of... How do I say this? It's got a bunch of free TV shows and stuff, lemonparty.org. So if you go there, you're going to have a good time. We're cutting some of this shit out.
Why? Fucking, keep going.
I don't know. I don't know what else to talk about.
Who cares? We'll talk about everything. Yeah. Playing a stupid fucking nerd game.
Oh, yeah. Clash of Clans. Fucking outstanding.
Oh!
People don't want to hear us talk about Clash of Clans for the next half.
No, why would
hour.
They? Holy fuck. What kind of fucking setup is this?
Let's see. What else are we going to talk about here? We going to talk about my Woody I got?
Yes, you just picked up the 8-inch toy Woody from Toy Story and held it to your cock that belongs to my son. Cool. Yep.
See? Get it? It's a double entendre or whatever the fuck it's called. I don't know. There's a snake in my boots. Yeah. Good shit.
Yes, there's a snake in his... boots. Interesting.
Does that mean my snake's going all the way down to my boots?
We already covered this, and there's no chance.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not going to lie.
And even if you are hung like that, which would probably kill you, it's going to be more like a balance beam and not a boot dweller. But hey, maybe you're doing a handstand or something. I don't know.
Tripod.
Tripod, fuck.
Yeah, we might have something that'll spark a conversation. Oh, yeah, here we go. Got it. I don't even need to look, because this has been spiking my curiosity forever. Cardinals, we talked about this at the first attempt of a failure of a podcast. Cardinals.
You're talking about the bird.
Yeah, right? Oh, Jesus, here we go again. Yeah, we're talking about the bird, not the Pope or the fucking Catholic dude or the damn baseball player. We're not talking about David Freese or John Paul, the 50th or whatever the fuck they're on. God, why repeat the same fucking name over and over again? Why can't you have like a Enrico or something like that being a fucking... why the fuck are they... Stop stealing other people's name. That's fucking Catholicism copyright.
It's the same thing they do with the lineage of kings. You know what? This is the White Trash Cast, and I refuse to talk about that kind of stuff.
Okay, yeah.
So stop naming yourself after other people.
Yeah, stop naming yourself after... Be yourself. Stop being a little fucking bitch. How about that one? John or Peter. My guess is there's a couple Peters. Whatever the fucking name is in the Bible, you just copy it
in the building.
And you fucking... Put it on your name and become the Pope. That's horse shit. Come up... All right, Enrique. Just keep your fucking name. God, that pisses me off. But, what the fuck were we talking about before I brought up my anger for Johns and Peters and Pauls and motherfuckers?
You were talking about how you really enjoyed the Pope's really tall hat.
No,
and you wanted to take a shit in it.
No. Ah, God damn it. No, that's not what it was. I know what it was now. We're back. We're talking about Cardinals.
Yes, Cardinals. Little red.
Not John Paul or the fucking David Freese Cardinals, the bird Cardinals. The female Cardinals, I don't know if you all are aware, but they are kind of a brownish tint with a little red on them. They are ugly. However, the male birds are the good-looking ones. They are the pretty red ones that you see on everything around the world. Since I think red cardinals are more attractive than the brown ones, which are the male cardinals, does that make me gay for staring at dude cardinals?
No.
Whew.
It makes you a bird fucker.
Ah, Jesus. A bestiality, son of a bitch. So yeah, now I'm a necro and
a
bestiality.
It like a bird doesn't have a cock, and
yeah,
it's not a dude. It's
birds
not like
don't have cocks.
It's not like if it was your size, like if you were fucking somebody in an animal suit, but it was an actual fucking cardinal. It's not like it's got some cock you got to give it a reach around for. It's just a bird.
Okay, so I'm not gay?
Not based on that.
Woo! Hey! Do my happy dance. Do my happy dance. I'm not gay. That and I like vagina, which should have been a dead giveaway at the beginning. But
speaking of dead, how about you wanting to fuck Chuck Esson, huh?
Oh, just
Jesus Christ.
So now I'm banging animals and dead people.
Yeah, you like ladies. You like male birds, and you like dead male dudes. I don't know. I see a trend here. A trend towards... Yeah, nut sex. I don't know.
Yeah, that's 2-1 males here. I'm in trouble. I'm in big trouble here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So there's a 66% chance per chance I'm gay.
Per chant.
Yeah. That's what I said. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, I was into a blanket here. I don't know what happened.
Yep. Gay Cardinals. That was awesome. Good talk. Good talk. Here we go. Keep this motherfucker rolling here. Chucky.
I gotta tell you, the fact that I get so many Spanish language channels, if I could speak Spanish, that'd be great. I'm not one of those guys like, it's America, speak English, motherfucker. On that note, though, for the programming I pay for, I get far too many Spanish-speaking channels. You're telling me I get fucking 15 Spanish-speaking channels, but I can't get fucking HBO? But for some reason, that shit's included in my package. Now, I'm no fucking genius, but...
Mexicans can't pay for their fucking satellite.
That's not where it's going.
What? Oh.
Fucking these cable companies, satellite companies, whatever. It's like you can't watch a fucking certain game because it's out of market, right? Or whatever. So it's blacked out because there's not enough people. Whatever. So they know where you are. So I live in a suburb of St. Louis, a largely white Catholic part of the country. I have to pay extra for a couple channels, and we have a very low Latin population here, a very small Spanish-speaking population, and I get 15 fucking channels of Spanish. If I lived in goddamn Los Angeles, got it. Southern Texas, New Mexico, you name it. And that's great, I have nothing against it, but in my package that I pay extra for, I get all these goddamn Spanish channels, and I can't get a fucking English language channel that I want without upgrading to the holy shit package. Just makes me angry.
Yeah, that's alright. That shit happens sometimes. I was also bringing up my notes here. Do you remember talking about a work that average times a man masturbates in his lifetime?
Oh, sure.
How many was that? What was the magic number? Was it like 2,000 or something like that?
It was something that I thought was maybe a lot low.
Okay, yeah. So let's talk about this.
What's the number, though? That's the thing.
Ah, shit. We're going to have to look it up. Next podcast, we'll talk about average times a male beats off, because I'm telling you right now, those males are fucking lying.
Yeah, and see, a guy we work with, he asked about this before we actually had any facts, and he threw out a number. And it was in the thousands, so it was reasonable, I guess. But then I got to thinking, you know, sometimes when I get like a week or two by myself, it's like the things I do in my day, it's like when you've got a big list of things you have to do in a day, and then you take breaks, and you like have a sandwich, or take out the trash, or whatever. Reverse that. When I'm home alone for 2 weeks, my daily schedule is I'm jerking off constantly, and then maybe I'll take out the trash. Same thing. And so by the end of the day, and not necessarily by the end of the day, it's like by wank five, I'm shooting out, it's like powdered milk. And then by wank seven, there's just nothing. It's just the hole at the head of my dick, like, begging. Like, you can see it fucking fluctuating in size. Like, I want to be doing something, but nothing comes out. You know why? Because when you jerk off 7-8 times a day. And so I got to thinking, he said something like 2,000, I don't know. Well, 8 times a day for 2 weeks. That's a pretty large number compared to 2,000. We're talking about a lifetime. I'm in my 20s, so there's no fucking way I'm hitting that mark. Yeah. I'm fucking destroying that mark. That mark's my bitch.
Yeah, I hit the average by freshman year in high school.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I had a whole train of thought, but you were talking and just talking, and I was like, man, okay, this is good. And then, boom, all gone. Fucking train just derailed fucking again for the 50th time. I can't remember shit. God damn it.
That's a shame.
This fucking sucks.
Maybe we should take some ginkgo. Some fucking memory drugs. Do some brain exercise. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we go. Yabba dibba dibba doo.
Yep, got to shit.
Skibbity doo wop. Listen to this.
Somebody's up.
Oh, somebody took a shit.
Somebody just took a shit upstairs. It was a lady.
It's a lady in a flop house.
Taking a shit. Good song, isn't it? Alright, let's continue. Have you ever thought about what it would be like to get a hand job from a chick with Parkinson's?
Oh, man.
Because she basically wouldn't even have to work. All you gotta do, like, do Parkinson's people shake when they're sleeping? Because...
I don't know.
Well, if not, that's bad. Or good. I don't know. Good for them if they don't. But if they do shake when they're sleeping, all you gotta do is grab the arm and move it over. Boom. There you go. Free hand job. No work from her or me. I don't even have to move. I just grab the hand and I'm good for the rest of the night.
I don't know. I watched something about it. It doesn't matter. It'd probably be as good as the hand job I got from Michael J. Fox. I don't know.
Yeah. Don't play Jenga with that, man. It's not fun at all.
Operation? No.
Ugh.
Mousetrap? Get out of here.
Ugh. Goodness gracious.
God. It was terrible. It was terrible. Hey, man, that's terrible. Yeah. Holy fuck. You're going to try and score from... Never mind. I'm sorry. I'm watching Mexican soccer. It's not worth your time.
Yeah. Aztec-y soccer.
Fucking 45 seconds? You scumbag. Anyway. Yeah, chicks with Parkinson's. I'm into it.
Yeah, let's give it a shot. If you got Parkinson's, come visit us. We want to test out your effortless hand jobs. I'm pretty excited. This sounds awesome. Effortless hand job.
Yeah, it sounds good. It's like you're explaining a Dyson, but it's hand jobs.
Yep.
And not a vacuum.
Like a fucking
curious slap job. If they do that when they're sleeping now. It's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Huh.
Wouldn't that suck to sleep next to them, though, if they were in... It's just like your bed shaking the whole time.
I don't know. It'd be like when you go to those cheap motels that used to be around where you pop the quarter in. Oh, like
yeah.
Irish, yeah.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't even need quarters.
Yeah,
anymore.
It's like, hey, honey, sleep extra close to me tonight. I got a kink in my neck. And you fucking get some lumbar support, and then you're just, you know, because they're fucking bumbling and dumbling. I don't know. It's a good question.
God, this is so fucking great, because you guys are going to send us hate mail if you hear this. I'm so excited.
Yeah, love us or leave us.
I'm so excited. No, fucking don't leave us.
Yeah, don't leave us.
Just
we're
continue
sensitive.
To listen and send us hate mail. I never understood that. How the fuck are you getting hate mail out? If you hate us, don't fucking listen to us.
Oh, don't get me started, dude.
Like, how do you get a hold of those fucking emails? Whatever. I don't fucking get it.
Yeah, it's an angering thing.
It's just to make them feel better about themselves. And we're making ourselves feel better about ourselves by fucking insulting other people. It's just the way the world goes around, so get fucking used to it. But send us your hate mail anyway so we can make fun of it. It'll be fun. Good times.
San Mate. Fuck.
What time we got? 1 hour, 15 minutes. We can chop out some shit, man.
Hot diggity biggity.
We can chop out that worth of shit. Like this stuff right here. You think it's time to sign off? You want to do a little more?
I don't give a fuck.
You don't give a fuck. All right, here we go. And we're still going. What's the next thing we're going to talk about? Hold on, we're pausing it.
More organic.
All right, we paused it and we're back.
Fucking back.
Next topic, why I have never done stand-up comedy. I have never done stand-up comedy for the two reasons. One, you have to fucking stand up.
Kind of a prerequisite.
Yeah, I don't want to stand up. I don't want the fucking stool. I just want to sit down on a nice comfy couch and do whatever the fuck I want. Number two, because I don't want an audience that can insult me to my face. That's another reason. Whenever I'm here on the podcast, I can just feel free to be offensive as possible, and nobody can do anything except send me a fucking email or a twatter.
Twatters.
So, that's why I don't do stand-up. I think I had it in me. However, the problem is, I'm just too much of a little bitch if I can go out there and do it. That's why I'm excited about doing podcasts.
I think you should do it. I think it'd be fun. Oh.
Jesus. You know you're going to get ridiculed like the first 50 times that you fucking go out there and do it. There's no way I can be successful.
Yeah, I think you could be successful. I agree with you. I thought about doing some stand-up, even though I sound like I'm not funny at all. That's fine. Whatever. But I think if you had a small set, if you will, try some stuff out on people, you know, it might work out. And if not, I'm of the opinion they can all go fuck themselves. I don't care. I've seen so many comedians I love get heckled to death. Yep. And it's like, this person that I think's a genius is getting heckled by some fucking cunt in the audience. That the idea of doing stand-up, if I had a set, a small set, I don't even care if it's good. I don't care. Heckle me all you want. Whatever. I think it'd be fun. And an experience, I guess. Stand-up comedians would probably say it's fucking awful. I know. I've heard some say it's awful. But, I don't give a fuck, yo.
Yeah, I kind of do, in a way. Like, that's... I hear a lot of comedians have low self-esteem.
That's a... Yeah. And I think they have that going in, though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, fuck it. I don't have an argument, then. I just don't want to fucking do it. One, because I'm too lazy to put an act together. I can't wing it. I can't insult people on the fly.
I'm good at that.
Yeah, you're good at that. I'm not.
I love insulting people.
I would have to stick to my bit, and if my bit goes wrong, I would vomit. Yeah, that wouldn't go well for me. So
I think we should do it. I think we should both sit here and say, we'll find an open mic night, like maybe a month down the road. We agree to do it, and we both come up with fucking material and just see how awful it is. At the very least, it would make this much more exciting. I think it'd be funny. If somebody booed me off the stage, what are they going to... Here's the thing, like, I'm a big fan of stand-up comedy, and I understand, like, where all the big clubs are. I know, oh, fuck, tacos. That Mexicali almost got scored on. I can't believe that. Anyway, still watching soccer. Or football. Anyway, you know, like the big-name comics, they still work out their material. Most predominantly in New York, they go to these clubs, and these clubs are filled. But they're filled for these people, and they're filled on, like, Friday and Saturday nights. If we did an open mic, it'd be at, like, some shitty club here in St. Louis that there might not even be people there. Just be some fucking guy. You know, there's probably some guy with Down syndrome who does the opening and, you know, says something to the effect of,
"Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome..."
No. He's probably like, I'm the only Olympian in my family, blah, 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 blah. And that's not funny after the first time you hear it. So, and then, like, you know, you're standing on stage, and it's you and maybe two people, the waitresses, the manager of the club. You know, you're not going into that situation expecting some vag or anything like that. You're just, I don't know, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, how about we scope out a place that's got open mic night?
Oh, I already did. I already know. Oh, it well, exists.
I'm gonna have to go take a look at it. I'm not going to go into a place I've never been into before and just start busting out jokes that could make a fucking 50-year-old man get a heart attack. I don't think that's a wise way to go about things. I'd fail miserably.
So you want to go witness an open mic and then do an open mic?
Yeah, because I could probably look at those people who are doing an open mic and I could go, oh, these people fucking suck, or they're good. I can judge what I got based off of their worthless shit that they're coming up with.
Fair enough. I think it'd be fun. I do. Oh, fuck. Mexican soccer. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Tijuana.
Tijuana's playing right now. I've been to Tijuana, and that was just a little tyke I remember coming back up from the border. The border patrol always asks, where are you from? And the correct answer is usually United States. However, when I was a little tyke, I said, where are you from? I said, Jefferson City. And they go, where, what country? And I go, Missouri.
Nice.
And they go, no, what country? And I was like, I don't know how old I was, but they were like, what country? I was like, United States. And they go, okay, you can go. And I was like, what? That's all it takes? All you gotta do is get some human trafficking little Mexican kid to say United States. That's the only two words you have to know in order to get into America illegally. United States.
Yeah, that's interesting. You think that you almost did like a little litmus test there. Like, you had trouble as a young man coming up with U.S., but you knew Jeff City, which people may or may not know, like on the border. But fucking Missouri. And you're like, I'm from Missouri, dude. What the fuck? And they're like, no, little guy. What country are you from? I don't know, fat man who works at the border. I'm from fucking Croatia. What do you want from me?
Yeah, if you can't just say, okay, yeah, he knows a fucking state in the middle of America, then let him pass. You're fucked up. It's your protocol. I understand. You have to hear United States come out of little shit's mouths all the time. But fucking have some common damn sense. Common sense factor plays a role in a bunch of shit. And it's common sense is very hard to come by.
I agree with you, but particularly for you, not for like... You couldn't be like Juan from fucking Mexico City, be like, yes, I'm from Missouri. You know what I mean? But you're like... So, I was about to do the fucking surfer thing there. I'm from Missouri, man. What are you talking about? Jefferson City.
That's just a gay guy there. That's
yeah, whatever. I'm just saying, like, surfer. I don't know. You would think that they'd be like, hey, yeah, you're fucking from here.
Well, they. You would think that you don't even have to ask a white person questions.
Oh.
I mean, let's go ahead and do this for a second.
Okay.
You see a white male, a white female, wedding rings, coming across the border from south to north, speak perfect English, cross the border, waiting for their white child. If it was a Mexican child, oh yeah, interrogate the shit out of that.
Or an African child.
Yeah, or an African child. What's that movie?
Get him to the Greek.
Yeah, get him to the
Greek. African child.
Yeah. So if you get an African child or like a, I'm sorry, I'm saying Mexican, Hispanic, whatever. Fucking happy.
You're mostly Mexican, this is cool.
Yeah, Hispanic child. Yeah, go ahead and give them some questions. Wait for the word United States, but you got a kid plopping off the capital of Missouri and a state that is not necessarily the most popular. Then fuck it. What? Just let them go.
Well, there you have it, folks. Just let them go.
Yep. Let my people go.
Oh, it's a prison story now.
I think that's Moses. That's
whatever. Prison. Make me fish.
Make me motherfucking fish, Jesus, right now.
Give me fish and wine, bitch.
What? I don't have to eat anything and I'm going to be full? That's horseshit. Come on. Come on now. Give me some fucking fish, Jesus.
Yeah, I don't even want to get in a fucking argument with that. I was actually reading an article about booze and the church. And somebody had written, because they say he turned the water into wine. And some very religious person had written, there can be wine without alcohol. It doesn't say in the Bible that there was alcohol in the wine. Yet at the time, that's what wine was due to bacterial issues because they couldn't drink the water. We work with a guy, and I hope you're listening. He's the earth is 36,000 years old. Dinosaurs didn't exist. Blah, 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 blah,
blah. Oh, he's not listening. He's turned this shit off.
I said that I was an atheist. And he said, and I said, hey, if I could believe in what you believe and that when I die, no matter how I die, you know, if I live a good life, I'm going to go to heaven and have eternal fucking blah, 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 blahs. Fill in the blanks there. That would be great. I just can't believe in it. And, he said to my face, that must suck for you. I feel sorry for you. And, anyway, enough about me.
Yeah, this
getting way off topic here. I don't want to get into religion.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and
it's the white trash cast. A lot of you are probably old goddamn God-fearing motherfucking peoples and fucking dibbity-doo.
You some bitches are from the belt. The Bible. Actually, none of you fucking are. This podcast just goes out to fucking people we know. Not to you sons of bitches down in Alabama and Louisiana. None of you sons of bitches are listening. You don't know what the fuck this shit is. So, hey, what the fuck difference does it make?
Yeah, we're not popular yet. That might have something to do with we haven't had a podcast out there yet. But hey, don't judge me. I just call them how I see them.
You can judge me. Send me some emails.
Please send us some emails and some twats. Actually, yeah, some twats.
Some twat emails, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, some Kellys. I don't know. Anyway.
Inside joke.
I'm Mexican soccer. How about that?
Yep. So that's it for the podcast. Very first ever. Hope you enjoyed us. Babylon, like the city.
We appreciate you listening if you're listening. And by the way, there's a good chance you won't be listening because who fucking knows? Anyway, we'll talk to you next week and suck my cock.
Yeah.